68. O thou who art the fruit of my tree and the leaf thereof, on thee be my glory and my mercy. Let not thine heart grieve over what hath befallen thee. Wert thou to scan the pages of the book of life, thou wouldst most certainly discover that which would dissipate thy sorrows and dissolve thine anguish. Know thou, O fruit of my tree, that the decrees of the sovereign ordainer as related to fate and predestination are of two kinds. Both are to be obeyed and accepted. The one is irrevocable, the other is, as termed by men, impending. To the former, all must unreservedly submit, inasmuch as it is fixed and settled. God, however, is able to alter or repeal it, as the harm that must result from such a change will be greater than if the decree hath remained unaltered. All, therefore, should willingly acquiesce in what God hath willed and confidently abide by the same. The decree that is impending, however, is such that prayer and entreaty can succeed in averting it. God grant that thou, who art the fruit of my tree, and they that are associated with thee, may be shielded from its evil consequences. Say, O God, my God, thou hast committed into mine hands a trust from thee, and hast now, according to the good pleasure of thy will, called it back to thyself. It is not for me, who am a handmaid of thine, to say, whence is this to me, or wherefore hath it happened, inasmuch as thou art glorified in all thine acts, and art to be obeyed in thy decree. Thy handmaid, O my Lord, hath set her hopes on thy grace and bounty. Grant that she may obtain that which will draw her nigh unto thee, and will profit her in every world of thine. Thou art the forgiving, the all-bountiful. There is none other God but thee, the ordainer, the Ancient of Days. Vouchsafe thy blessings, O Lord my God, unto them that have quaffed the wine of thy love before the face of men, and in spite of thine enemies have acknowledged thy unity, testified to thy oneness, and confessed their belief in that which hath made the limbs of the oppressors among thy creatures to quake, and the flesh of the proud ones of the earth to tremble. I bear witness that thy sovereignty can never perish, nor thy will be altered. Ordain for them that have set their faces towards thee, and for thine handmaidens that have held fast by thy cord, that which beseemeth the ocean of thy bounty and the heaven of thy grace. Thou art he, O God, who hath proclaimed himself as the Lord of wealth, and characterized all that serve him as poor and needy. Even as thou hast written, O ye that believe, ye are but paupers in need of God, but God is the all-possessing, the all-praised. Having acknowledged my poverty and recognized thy wealth, suffer me not to be deprived of the glory of thy riches. Thou art verily the supreme protector, the all-knowing, the all-wise.